Section 07 of the Law of 1 January 25, 1981. Ra, I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. I communicate now. Questioner, you mentioned that there were a number of members of the Confederation of Planets. What avenues of service, or types of service, are available to the members of the Confederation? Ra, I am Ra. I am assuming that you intend the service which we of the Confederation can offer, rather than the service which is available to our use. The service available for our offering to those who call us is equivalent to the square of the distortion slash a need of that calling divided by, or integrated with, the basic law of one in its distortion indicating the free will of those who are not aware of the unity of creation. Questioner, from this, I am assuming that the difficulty that you have in contacting this planet at this time is the mixture of people here, some being aware of the unity, and some not, and for this reason you cannot come openly or give proof of your contact. Is this correct? Ra, I am Ra. As we just repeated through this instrument, we must integrate all of the portions of your social memory complex in its illusory disintegration form. Then the product of this can be seen as the limit of our ability to serve. We are fortunate that the law of service squares the desires of those who call. Otherwise, we would have no being us in this time/space at this present continuum of the illusion. In short, you are basically correct. The thought of not being able is not a part of our basic thought form complex towards your peoples, but rather it is a maximal consideration of what is possible. Questioner, by squared, do you mean that if 10 people call you can count that, when comparing it to the planetary ratio, as 100 people, squaring 10 and getting 100? Ra, I am Ra. This is incorrect. The square is sequential 1, 2, 3, 4, each squared by the next number? Questioner, if only 10 entities on Earth required your services, how would you compute their calling by using this square method? Ra, I am Ra. We would square 1/10 sequential times, raising the number to the 10th square. Questioner, what would be the result of this calculation? Ra, I am Ra. The result is difficult to transmit. It is 1012, approximately. The entities who call are sometimes not totally unified in their calling and, thus, the squaring slightly less. Thus, there is a statistical loss over a period of call. However, perhaps you may see by this statistically corrected information the squaring mechanism. Questioner, about how many entities at present on planet Earth are calling for your services? Ra, I am Ra. I am called personally by 352,000. The Confederation, in its entire spectrum of entity complexes, is called by 632,000,000 of your mind/body/spirit complexes. These numbers have been simplified. Questioner, can you tell me what the result of the application of the law of squares is to those figures? Ra, I am Ra. The number is approximately meaningless in the finite sense as there are many, many digits. It, however, constitutes a great calling which we of all creation feel and hear as if our own entities were distorted towards a great and overwhelming sorrow. It demands our service. Questioner, at what point would this calling be great enough for you to come openly among the people on Earth? How many entities on Earth would have to call the Confederation? Ra, I am Ra. We do not calculate the possibility of coming among your peoples by the numbers of calling, but by a consensus among an entire societal memory complex which has become aware of the infinite consciousness of all things. This has been possible among your peoples only in isolated instances. In the case wherein a social memory complex which is a servant of the Creator sees this situation and has an idea for the appropriate aid which can only be done among your peoples, the social memory complex desiring this project lays it before the Council of Saturn. If it is approved, quarantine is lifted. Questioner, I have a question about that council. Who are the members, and how does the council function? Ra, I am Ra. The members of the council are representatives from the Confederation and from those vibratory levels of your inner planes bearing responsibility for your third density. The names are not important because there are no names. Your mind/body/spirit complexes request names, and so, in many cases, the vibratory sound complexes which are consonant with the vibratory distortions of each entity are used. However, the name concept is not part of the council. If names are requested, we will attempt them. However, not all have chosen names. In number, the council that sits in constant session, though varying in its members by means of balancing, which takes place, what you would call irregularly, is 9. That is the session council. To back up this council, there are 24 entities which offer their services as requested. These entities faithfully watch and have been called guardians. The council operates by means of, what you would call, telepathic contact with the oneness or unity of the 9, the distortions blending harmoniously so that the law of one prevails with ease. When a need for thought is present, the council retains the distortion complex of this need, balancing it as described, and then recommends what it considers as appropriate action. This includes, 1, the duty of admitting social memory complexes to the Confederation, 2, offering aid to those who are unsure how to aid the social memory complex, requesting aid in a way consonant with both the call, the law, and the number of those calling, that is to say, sometimes the resistance of the call, 3, internal questions in the council are determined. These are the prominent duties of the council. They are, if in any doubt, able to contact the 24 who then offer consensus/judgment/thinking to the council. The council then may reconsider any question. Questioner, you mentioned the 9 who sit on the council. Is this 9 the same 9 as those mentioned in this book? Questioner gestures to Uri. Ra, I am Ra. The Council of 9 has been retained in semi-undistorted form by 2 main sources, that known in your naming as Mark and that known in your naming as Henry. In one case, the channel became the scribe. In the other, the channel was not the scribe. However, without the aid of the scribe, the energy would not have come to the channel. Questioner, the names that you spoke of, were they Mark Probert and Henry Puharich? Ra, I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, I am interested in the application of the law of one as it pertains to free will with respect to what I would call the advertising done by UFO contacts with the planet Earth. The council seems to have allowed the quarantine to be lifted many times over the past 30 years. This seems to me to be a form of advertising for what we are doing right now, so that more people will be awakened. Am I correct? Ra, I am Ra. It will take a certain amount of untangling of conceptualization of your mental complex to reform your query into an appropriate response. Please bear with us. The Council of Saturn has not allowed the breaking of quarantine in the time/space continuum you mentioned. There is a certain amount of landing taking place. Some of these landings are of your peoples. Some are of the entities known to you as the Group of Orion. Secondly, there is permission granted, not to break quarantine by dwelling among you, but to appear in thought form capacity for those who have eyes to see. Thirdly, you are correct in assuming that permission was granted at the time/space in which your first nuclear device was developed and used for Confederation members to minister to your peoples in such a way as to cause mystery to occur. This is what you mean by advertising and is correct. The mystery and unknown quality of the occurrences we are allowed to offer have the hoped-for intention of making your peoples aware of infinite possibility. When your peoples grasp infinity, then and only then, can the gateway be opened to the law of one. Questioner, you mentioned both our peoples and those of Orion coming here. Can you expand on that? Ra, I am Ra. Your thought complexes did not match your vibratory sound complexes. We are unable to respond. Please restate your query. Questioner, I'll just ask about Orion. You said that Orion was the source of some of these contacts with UFOs. Can you tell me something of that contact, its purpose? Ra, I am Ra. Consider, if you will, a simple example of intentions which are bad/good. This example is Adolf. This is your vibratory sound complex. The intention is to presumably unify by choosing the distortion complex called elite from a social memory complex and then enslaving, by various effects, those who are seen by the distortion as not elite. There is then the concept of taking the social memory complex thus weeded and adding it to a distortion thought of by the so-called Orion group as an empire. The problem facing them is that they face a great deal of random energy released by the concept of separation. This causes them to be vulnerable as the distortions amongst their own members are not harmonized. Questioner, what is the density of the Orion group? Ra, I am Ra. Like the Confederation, the densities of the mass consciousnesses which comprise that group are varied. There are a very few third density, a large number of fourth density, a similarly large number of fifth density, and very few sixth density entities comprising this organization. Their numbers are perhaps 1/10,000 at any point in the space/time continuum, as the problem of spiritual entropy causes them to experience constant disintegration of their social memory complexes. Their power is the same as ours. The law of one blinks neither at the light nor the darkness, but is available for service to others and service to self. However, service to others results in service to self, thus preserving and further harmonizing the distortions of those entities seeking intelligent infinity through these disciplines. Those seeking intelligent infinity through the use of service to self create the same amount of power but, as we said, have constant difficulty because of the concept of separation which is implicit in the manifestations of the service to self which involve power over others. This weakens and eventually disintegrates the energy collected by such mind/body/spirit complexes who call the Orion group and the social memory complexes which comprise the Orion group. It should be noted, carefully pondered, and accepted, that the law of one is available to any social memory complex which has decided to strive together for any seeking of purpose, be it service to others or service to self. The laws, which are the primal distortions of the law of one, then are placed into operation and the illusion of space/time is used as a medium for the development of the results of those choices freely made. Thus all entities learn, no matter what they seek. All learn the same, some rapidly, some slowly. Questioner, using as an example the fifth density concerning the social memory complex of the Orion group, what was their previous density before they became fifth density? Ra, I am Ra. The progress through densities is sequential. A fifth density social memory complex would be comprised of mind/body/spirit complexes harvested from fourth density. Then the conglomerate or mass mind/body/spirit complex does its melding and the results are due to the infinitely various possibilities of combinations of distortions. Questioner, I'm trying to understand how a group such as the Orion group would progress. How it would be possible, if you were in the Orion group, and pointed toward self-service, to progress from our third density to the fourth. What learning would be necessary for that? Ra, I am Ra. This is the last question of length for this instrument at this time. You will recall that we went into some detail as to how those not oriented towards seeking service for others yet, nevertheless, found and could use the gateway to intelligent infinity. This is true at all densities in our octave. We cannot speak for those above us, as you would say, in the next quantum or octave of beingness. This is, however, true of this octave of density. The beings are harvested because they can see and enjoy the light/love of the appropriate density. Those who have found this light/love, love/light without benefit of a desire for service to others nevertheless, by the law of free will, have the right to the use of that light/love for whatever purpose. Also, It may be inserted that there are systems of study which enable the seeker of separation to gain these gateways. This study is as difficult as the one which we have described to you, but there are those with the perseverance to pursue the study just as you desire to pursue the difficult path of seeking to know in order to serve. The distortion lies in the effect that those who seek to serve the self are seen by the law of one as precisely the same as those who seek to serve others, for are all not one? To serve yourself and to serve others is a dual method of saying the same thing, if you can understand the essence of the law of one. At this time we would answer any brief questions you may have. Questioner: Is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable? Ra: I am Ra. There are small adjustments you may make. However, we are now able to use this instrument with minimal distortion and without depleting the instrument to any significant extent. Do you wish to ask further? Questioner: We do not wish to tire the instrument. Thank you very much. That was very helpful, and we would like to continue in the next session from this point. Ra: I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the One Infinite Creator. Go forth then rejoicing in the power and the peace of the One Creator. Adonai.